Good morning from WVIK News. House Republicans are proposing a bit more funding for K-12 schools than the governor and Senate GOP. Republicans on the House Appropriations Committee have approved a 2.25% increase in K-12 school funding. Republican Representative Dan Gelbach of Urbandale says that would be an additional $180 per student.
We believe that 2.25% is a responsible, sustainable number and a promise we can make to our school districts.
Senate Republicans passed a 1.75% increase, and Governor Kim Reynolds suggested 2%. Democrats and public school advocates say none of those proposals are enough to keep up with inflation. They say years of inadequate school funding have led districts to make increasingly difficult choices to cut programs and staff. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is announcing another round of medical debt relief totaling $1 billion. The state's medical debt relief program at the Department of Health Care and Family Services has selected over 500,000 residents to erase their medical debt. The average amount is around $1,200, with some receiving tens or hundreds of thousands in relief, including one individual who saw $300,000 forgiven. Residents do not need to apply. Individuals with a household income at or below 400% of the federal poverty level or with medical debts equal to 5% or more of their annual household income are eligible. This year's Color the Wind Kite Festival in Clear Lake has been canceled because of unsafe ice conditions. The event was scheduled to take place on Saturday. Organizers say after monitoring the ice with local safety officials, they could not guarantee safe conditions for kite flyers or visitors. Trish Funderman is the event's director.
They tested from shoreline to about 40 feet out, and that's where it's very dangerous. There might be a nice depth of ice, but the top 3 to 4 inches is just not safe.
Color the Wind is known for its giant, colorful kites flying over the frozen lake. It's only been canceled 4 times in its 25-year history, including 2 years ago because of thin ice. Organizers say they're now looking forward to bringing the event back next year. The Rock Island Milan School District is clearing a deputy superintendent of any wrongdoing following an investigation into allegations of inappropriate conduct. Deputy Superintendent Jeff Dace will return to work today. He was placed on administrative leave on January 28th. In an email statement, the district says, quote, "Mr. Dace is a valued member of our leadership team, and his commitment to our scholars and the district remains steadfast." Iowa Auditor Rob Sand says his findings on the state's education savings account program are bare bones due to delays from the governor's office. The Democrat, who's running for governor, held a press conference yesterday about the program that allows public school funding to pay tuition for K-12 students to attend private school. Sand reports ESA funding last school year totaled nearly $200 million.
Had they given us this information when we asked for it, we may have expanded the audit because we may have noticed something and performed additional procedures and been able to provide taxpayers with a better understanding of what's going on in the program.
Sand said his office waited 6 months to get ESA documents from the Education Department, which prevented getting a deeper look before the audit's reporting deadline. Governor Kim Reynolds issued a response blaming the delay on Sand's refusal to sign an engagement letter. An Illinois statewide early childhood agency is assisting families to find adequate mental health care providers in the Quad Cities. Region 49 Council Manager Emily Cummings says they compiled a list of therapists who work with kids 5 and under, separating them from Medicaid and private insurers.
If you do a Google search, it can be really hard to differentiate. There's not a lot of therapists who work with that population because you're really looking at play-based modalities. How do you work with kids who maybe have anger or trauma who are under 5, and play is the best way to do that? So all of these therapists have been vetted.
Cummings says the providers use play-like modalities to work with children and families in healing. They made the list into an accessible magnet.